The Bee Gees and Tragedy, 10 past 7. Up and Adam this morning. Hello, Jenny Lenman.
Hello, Adam Connolly. You're looking rather sharp.
I am, Cup Day, we broadcast fancy. I'm in a jacket and tie today.
Look at you go.
Yeah.
You look like a politician.
Yes, and may I say this, having said that, you got the LBD on?
Yeah, little black dress.
Very good.
Very good.
Just in case we jag a birdcage invite for Melbourne Cup Day. Birdcage is the fancy schmancy influencers bit.
Right.
It's just in case.
Oh, you know.
You know. Hmm. Or not.
Or not.
We could just go.
Or just do things that we want. Not,
right.
Not pretending to be fancy. Anyway.
One does not have to pretend to be fancy.
Exactly.
It is Ask Adam and Jenny Anything Day, my friends. One of my favourite days of the week. And it's where you get to ask us anything, whether it be about us, about the life in general, about radio, whatever you like. And we've put up a link for you to click on overnight. You've done that. There are plenty of questions. And Jenny, would you like to start asking those anonymous questions, please?
What do you think about Cozzy getting the sack? Have you ever been let go?
Have I ever been let go? What do I think about Cozzy getting the sack?
Well, I already know what you think.
Oh, no, well, no.
Say it on air nicely.
A couple of things. It absolutely wasn't about his comments about Gina Rinehart that got him the sack. The writing had been on the wall for quite some time.
Decisions don't get made like that quickly based on something like that.
Like that, yeah. I mean, if he was to, you know, say something out Kanye West-like, then yeah, he probably might have been let go, but he didn't. And you know, it's an opinion some people carry. So it wasn't about that. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
He's got his own platform already.
Right. And he'll be fine. He's worked very hard on that. And he'll be fine. He was probably earning in a year what we earn in a decade, so I'm not that upset.
No.
And I don't think that's an over-exaggeration. That's the difference between wages, between regional and city radio. And he was on good money, and he earned a lot. And if he's a good little saver, he'll be fine.
Have you ever been let go?
Yes. For 3 whole hours. I was fired from radio for 3 hours.
And then brought back in?
Brought back in.
Was it because they were desperate?
No, it's because they went, we might have overreacted there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like a teenage slam in their door sort of firing.
Right. I was asked to do something that wasn't my job description, and so I didn't really know how to do it, and I mucked it up, and they went, well, that cost us money, so you're going to have to go.
Wow.
And then I went, that's really my job, though. And
jeez.
All right. And then they went, actually, yeah, nah, all right, just don't do it again. I go, I won't not do it again. Yeah. So there you go. Have you been let go?
I got written off the roster.
Where at?
At my first job. At the bakery.
At the bakery?
I mean, I was only doing 3 hours a week on a Sunday.
And then they just didn't.
And then
write
a new manager came in to do it, and she was doing the rosters. I don't think she liked me very much.
Do you remember her name?
Nah.
Yeah, look at her now, eh?
Yeah, let it go. Let it go from my mind.
Right.
Until now, I totally forgot about that. But yeah, she just stopped rostering me.
Right.
Which is one way to do it, isn't it?
It is. Here's one, an anonymous one. Do you ever not wear pants like the TV news?
We are in a workplace.
Right. And it's not like that they don't wear pants. They just wear shorts. They just they're only formal from the top
up.
Because that's all you can see. And no one can see us. So generally, I can but look quite a slob. You, on the other hand, don't. You make a point to dress well for the workplace.
Yeah, I just like dressing well generally.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Although a lot of people in radio dress very daggily.
Very daggily.
If that's a word.
It is. I've seen it.
Tracksuit pants, thongs.
No shoes sometimes, some people.
Daggy T-shirts, sloppy stuff all over them.
The invention of the in-studio web camera really did revolutionise radio fashion for quite some time. I'm in a suit and tie. So
we must take a photo for social media.
We certainly shall. It's the entire reason I got dressed in the morning. Jenny, next question.
Is there an Adam and Jenny fan club?
I mean, there is now.
You can start one.
Two members. Well, I'm talking for you, I suppose. One member at the very least.
No, I don't believe so. I mean, there's just individuals out there who just love us so much.
There are Adam and Jenny fans, and I think they'd love a club.
Please.
They'd be they'd all get along so well. They'd be wonderful people.
Start something up.
How great would they be? They're the best people, Adam and Jenny fans. Mm. So start a club up. We'll come along. I think it's a great idea. Not Robert asked... once you've been in business class flying, can you go back to the squishy section?
Oh, I've never been in business class.
Have you never been in business class?
No, and Not Robert might be onto something there because I don't know if I could go back to the squishy section after being in business class.
My sister treated herself and got an upgrade as well and got first class with the whole sleeping cabin thing from Sydney to London.
Oh, yeah.
And said it was the best thing ever. I can't imagine a more arduous task than doing that in economy.
Yeah.
But in first class, apparently, it was very good.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
I've been in business class a couple of times, and you can go back to the squishy section because you are poor. so you just you take it.
Poor, but not so poor that you can't.
I'd rather not.
Can't go overseas or whatever.
Right, right. Mm. Or to, Mildura. Yeah.
And the last one, which I completely agree with, Adam. Bert. Bert was the new clue for the secret sound, which went off yesterday.
And Pete got it. He understood, didn't he?
Yeah, but I didn't check with him how he, if Bert.
O was oxygen. Oxygen to let in the oxygen in O. O is what the thing was. And Bert is the name of Dick Van Dyke's character in Mary Poppins, who was a chimney sweep. It was Bert. So,
there you go.
That was why it was Bert.
Good one. Because I was like, Bert, as in Bert and Ernie. Although I've got no idea if...
It's not that at all. It wasn't that at all. If you'd like to ask us any questions, 0417 063 963. We might do that at some point during the show. Please get on the old text line or indeed the social media and let us know what you'd like us to answer.
You've already put a picture up without me.
That's on my own personal.
Oh, okay. We'll do one with the 5
million. We'll do that. Gosh, needy. Hey. What's totally. What's it like working with a diva? Do you want to ask that? We'll answer it. That's coming up 18 past 7. Your overnight headlines next.